Hallelujah. What a wonderful prayer that is. That the Lord would empty us of ourselves and fill us with Himself. I was sitting here tonight and I thought, we've heard so many wonderful things today. I can't even begin. I tried to think. And so you would think after someone says that, then they would not say anything more. So I really don't really want to say too much more right now. I really don't. But I just feel like we're in danger, beloved, of hearing too much. Is that possible? What I mean by that is if we don't remember anything that God said today, then it means that we're not truly listening for His voice. If we don't respond in faith to the words God speaks to us, I believe that He may stop speaking. I'm just reminded of one question that was asked this morning. It was our sister Karen. And she said, what is God asking you to give to Him? What is He asking you, are you willing to give to me? And then she listed a number of different things. She relayed to us a story, for those of you who aren't here this morning, she relayed the story of how at a staff meeting here at camp, the Lord said to her, are you willing to be a missionary? And she said, no. But then she is a missionary now to China and Tibet, Tibetans. But the point is that, what is God asking you to give to Him? Now, did you hear that this morning? How many heard that this morning? You heard that, right? Now, what did we do with that? Did we take that to God and say, God, is there something you're asking me to just open my hands, as it were, and give to you? That was one thing. Maybe I feel that's what God's saying to me. I mean, I know how I responded to that. And then Sister Janet, she encouraged us to believe for a miracle. That nothing's impossible. I've heard that over and over again today. Have you heard that? That nothing's impossible with God? Is there anything too hard for me, says God? Everything is possible to him that believes. We've been hearing about faith, living by faith, taking God at His word, trusting Him. And I liked what our sister Mary said. We make it so complicated. And really, it's so simple. Jesus says, can you trust me? Just trust me. Tonight, we were again encouraged to seek the Lord. Thank you, Brother Barnes, for your testimony. That short word you gave us, that was good. But it was from the Lord, you see, and so we don't have to make apologies when it's from the Lord, and we need to hear it, we need to take it. And you've heard similar things already this week, that God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. How much more should your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Have you heard that this week? Yes. And so I guess I just feel we're at a point where we need to now say, Lord, you've spoken, but I need to respond to you in faith. Just again, a short word that I have here. You don't even have to necessarily open your Bibles. It's a word that the Lord seemed to drop in my heart in these days. I've shared it with some of you already. But it's this. It's from the book of Isaiah, and it's really talking about the ministry of John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus to come. It says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Now, I don't know how many of you drove up on the Northway. Did you come that way on 87? I think most of us at some point we drive up on the Northway, and I'm sure you don't even notice these things, but I notice them because I'm an engineer, or that's what I'm, a civil engineer, and my brother-in-law Bruce tells me that means I drive a train, but no, that's not what it means. I work on roads and bridges, and so you notice that sometimes there's cuts in the rocks, right? You're driving along and there's a rock wall next to you. Now, do you think that was there before they built the road? I mean, do you think it was like that before they built the road? Or do they have to do something to get the road through there? And sometimes you see those lines. You ever see the lines in the rocks? Like, it looks like that. Well, you know what they drilled in the rock, and they put dynamite in there, in the hole, and blasted it. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the lines where they drilled to drop the charges in there so they could get rid of the rock to make the road. And so the point is that, you know, when God wants to make a way, as it were, in our lives, now this again, I know I'm going to talk about our lives now. When God wants to make a way for Him to come in our lives, sometimes there's things that have to be removed and things that need to be straightened out and valleys that need to be filled in and rough places that need to be made smooth and crooked places that need to be made straight. And the purpose of that is that the glory of the Lord would be revealed. And I just apply it to our time here at camp, and I've seen just throughout this week just little things where the enemy would like to hinder and creates rough places and crooked places, and it's a hindrance to the glory of God being revealed. This afternoon I just played for the people that were here just a short word from Uncle Hans, the founder of this camp. We've heard about him. I think you mentioned him, right, in your talk? And one of the things that stayed with me from the talk this afternoon was this. Well, first of all, he talked about Romans 4. That's why I played it. It was about Abraham. And he was just speaking about how we need to insist that the promise is real and it's for us. Abraham insisted that the blessing, that God would give the blessing He promised. Our brother talked about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We've talked about salvation for our children, salvation for our loved ones, healing. Are we going to insist on that? And sometimes when I think about that story that you referred to, Brother Dan, I think there was also somewhat of a desperation. You know, he had no other place to go to. And are we at that point where we realize that we have no other place to go? Or are we still content? We've got it pretty good, you know? We can do all right. Or are we at that place where we say, God, we must have You. We want You to reveal Your glory. But one other thing that was said on the tape this afternoon was this. He said an old sister at Pentecost told him one time, it seemed that there was never a time that we prayed for someone to be healed that they weren't healed. But then she also added this. But she said, we never spoke ill of one another. And he said, Uncle Hans, that's part of it. Maybe there are victories we don't see because we're not willing to be under His authority in everything. Our attitudes, our tongues, our thoughts. And we hinder the working of God. Now I speak to myself. I'm not here to preach at you or tell you that you're bad. And that's not my point. Lord Jesus, so take control of me that there will be nothing that hinders You from revealing Your glory among us. You see, we have to realize, beloved, we're in us all together. What I do, what you do, affects the body of Christ. And if you're not willing to accept that, well, I'm not allowed to excommunicate you, but maybe, you know, we need to take it seriously that we're one. And God commands the blessing when people dwell together in unity and in love. And so it's our desire that the glory of the Lord would be revealed. You agree with me, right? Don't you want God to reveal His glory? Don't you want to see Him come and do His mighty works? Well, Lord, search my heart. Again, we've heard that before. Lord, search my heart. Let's go back to this morning. Am I willing? Is there something maybe that's hindering? Is there a crooked place in my life, as it were, that I'm not willing to let go? Oh, I know it's not really pleasing to God, but it's not really that bad, you know, and I just kind of, I really like it, and God's saying, just give that to me. Trust me that I have something so much better for you. The Lord Jesus wants to make Himself real and precious to us. But we hold on to things of this world. We can't seem to let go. And we miss what God has for us. We miss the best. At the close of this chapter, it talks about waiting on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh God, we're here before You. Lord, You are so gracious to speak to us time and time again. You call us. You've called us throughout this day. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray that we would be honest with You and honest with ourselves. Do we truly want You more than anything else? Are we truly desperate for You? Have You brought us to that place where we see how much we need You? Dear Lord, and Lord, forgive us. Lord, You know our hearts. You know we do want to please You. And we do want to love You first and put You first. And so we're asking again tonight that You would, just by Your Spirit, show us what You're putting Your finger on. Spirit divine, come in. Oh God. So we're just going to go to prayer and just look to the Lord. The Lord must do the work. He's the one that needs to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. He is the one that needs to show us the things that need to be laid on the altar. He's the one that needs to convict us. Lord, I don't want to hinder Your working in these days. My wife said, 4 more days. Lord Jesus, come to us. Come to us in these days. Show us Your glory, dear God. Oh, Jesus, come. I think there's a song in our white book that would be good for us to sing. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thy atonement did give Thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne, living for Jesus. Number 90. And after we sing, let's just call upon God. Spend some time at His feet. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come. Jesus, come to us.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free.
Verse for us here at camp. Living for Jesus wherever I am, doing each duty in His holy name. All the little things that need to get done, all the dishes that need to be washed, all the pots that need to be scrubbed, all the sweeps that need to be swept, but that doesn't make any sense. But I see the girls out there in the mornings, you know, and just praise the Lord, all right? Someone said they wish they had one of those blowers. You know, they could just blow and it walks off. Yeah, that'd be easy. But everything that we do, we can do for Jesus. And what a blessing. What a blessing that will be if we just do that. Make that our aim in these days. Verse 3.
Living for Jesus wherever I am, doing each duty.
Dan Rodko, pray with us, please.
Lord, we thank you that you speak to us, Lord. Help us in this. Help us to give of ourselves to you, Lord, to save you, Lord, for all that we face in our lives, Lord God. We just give out before you, just ask you to have your way. To change it.
Let's go to prayer and just believe that God will seal the work that he's done today in our hearts. Oh, Jesus, come. Jesus, come. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus.